Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I say this, real men love cats. And we have a great one on our show today. He is a major cat dad influencer on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. And I love this. He partners with a real cool cat named Kurt. Please welcome to our show. I call him a perfect guest. His name is Abram Engel. Hey, Abram. Meow. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, I know that I'm not sure when this will air, but Father's Day always lands in June.
Yes.
But what I love about you is, you know, it's time to have feline Father's Day celebrations. Do you agree?
Oh, yes, of course.
So my father was great. We always gave him a tie and a coffee mug. But what do you think feline fathers should get for Father's Day? Or what's something cool to celebrate that connection between the purr machine and the dude?
Anything that's going to be fun for the cat, of course, you know, because it's always about the cat. But
I like that.
Yeah. You know, you have the hoodies with Felix, obviously, cat insurance.
We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would say a good bonding thing, like, obviously, I don't want to just always milk the hoodies. The hoodies are going to be awesome. But something that is like between the dad and the cat, like something with a pouch, or I mean, even interactive, like a fishing pole. You ever have one of those fishing poles?
Yeah.
The cat. Kurt has broken three of those, but we're on our fourth and he loves it. So.
And he hasn't landed a salmon yet, right?
Not yet.
So for the folks, we want to bring people up to speed. We're going to dive into who the heck Abram is and Kurt. And he's partnering up with Felix Cat Insurance because you guys, you know, you want to make sure that cats are safe. Medical costs can be pretty expensive. So I understand that you are teaming up with Felix Cat Insurance. They're coming out with some cool hoodies for cat daddies. And they're bringing out CDE. What the heck is that?
Cat dad energy.
All right. I've heard of CBD. I've never heard of CDE, right?
CDE, it's new. Cat dad energy.
So why do you think guys would like hoodies with a cat on it? What's the deal? Real men. We're talking real men love cats. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the hoodie with the pouch, you know, for the cat.
The cat can slide in?
Yeah, like a kangaroo pouch. So it's a nice, like, you know, the cat's comfortable chilling. You feel close to them. And then it's just awesome. It really is. I have had one before, like the furry ones. You know those like super furry ones for the winter? It's like a not so heavy duty one of those. And yeah, pretty exciting.
Well, what I understand is the company Felix Cat Insurance, they want to give back.
Yes.
So 100%. Right? Of all the hoodie proceeds, I think it's cost about $50. You're going to donate it to the Nashville Humane Association? What?
Yes.
Nice. Tell us about that.
They let me pick like something that I am
really
tied into. And so that is a local humane association that I have like worked with a lot. I actually did a mutt gala with them this year.
Say it again. What?
A mutt gala. It was like a dog walk. And so I participated in that, and I've done some like charity work with them. So I was super excited when they said that because I was like, yes, let's do it with Nashville Humane Association. And they worked it out. So 100% of the proceeds are going to them.
That is really nice. Abram, I mean, you live in Nashville now, right?
Yes, I do.
But you came from a little tiny town. Where'd you come from?
Purvis, Mississippi. It is.
Purvis, Mississippi? Where
tiny.
Is Purvis, Mississippi?
It's like 15, 20 minutes away from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, which is like an hour away from the coast. That's like kind of a bigger city, but yeah, it's a small town down there.
How small was your high school graduating class?
I think around 115 or 120.
So you knew everybody in your class.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
So if you told everybody that you graduated like 20th in your class, you know, I came from a school where we had 563 graduate.
I know.
You would count like a genius, right?
Yeah, no. I see. I don't remember exactly where I graduated. It was between 10 and 20.
Okay.
And so when I tell people that, it sounds like, oh,
don't tell
smart.
Them how many seniors
yeah, I
were
know,
there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just don't
so
mention
funny.
The size.
So you graduate and you say, I think I'm going to be a major cat dad influencer on social media. I mean, your timing, you're a young man, your timing is perfect because if you were born 20 years earlier, you would not be having a job yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
So tell us about the transition. What happened when you graduated from high school and you said, you know, I think I've got this talent, this skill, and tell us about that.
Okay. So the way it started was I was still a senior in high school when I posted a video of Kurt for the first time. And it was just when I got him as a kitten and it kind of started gaining traction. And then I still, when I graduated high school, which I was a 2020 graduate, so it was a big...
Oh, that was the fun time. Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Didn't even graduate technically, but got the diploma. But after that...
COVID.
Yes, because it was all during COVID, but...
Oh, no.
After, I think I had some followers on social media, like from senior year of high school, but I was like, it still wasn't enough to make like anything out of it. So I went to college at first.
Okay. Was it in Mississippi? Or?
Yeah, it was a small junior college. It was Jones Community College.
Did they have more than 100 students?
Yes, it was more than 100. But it was still a small
okay.
School. And
okay.
It got to a point where I was focusing a little bit more on social media as it was growing compared to school. And I was just like, you know what? I can always go back to school. I'm about to take a risk on social media and see what comes from it.
I like that. What were you thinking about majoring in?
I was majoring in business at the time. Very simple. I mean, I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do yet. And so I just kind of chose business because it's always been interesting to me.
Can I ask you, because I just feel for you all that graduated in the class of 2020, 2021. I mean, how hard was that? You were at home, right?
Yeah, it was weird. They kind of sent us off and was like, all right, you get a 2-week spring break and then never saw anyone again. So it was,
wow.
it was pretty crazy. And then that also went into college of like, we couldn't even go to college. I was just doing online college. And then eventually when we could go back to campus, it was like, you had to go to a station and get COVID tested every time. So it was just, my college experience wasn't amazing because of that. So that probably also played a part.
Well, you're at home. And you're in front of a screen. It's almost like destiny knocked on your door and said, Abram, I think you need to look into social media, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you took a really crappy time. I'm proud of you. And you said, I'm going to do something with this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you have some tips that you could offer people that are thinking about starting a TikTok, Instagram, Facebook? I'm finally monetized. Woo, woo.
There we go.
I have almost 800 videos on YouTube. I got TikTok and Instagram, but I'm late to the party.
Yeah.
But I love it because when you were in school, I wrote 27 pet books, which who cares about pet books now? They want the videos.
Yeah.
So you can reach anybody at any age. So do you have a few tips that you can help people? They're just, I mean, you got a cool side guy, Kurt, the cat. But tell us a little bit about maybe a few tips starting out or where you went for help.
So back then when I first started TikTok, the algorithm was a little different. It was a lot like you just had to get people's attention really, basically.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was very important. So, and that still is today. The first thing I would say is always make it something that you would watch yourself, you know, because like a
good
lot of
tip.
Times people get in a groove of like, they'll just make something to say they made it. And then it's not even something they're interested in. So like, make sure it's good just to you. Because if it's just good to you at first, then like some other people will also share that like insight.
That's a good tip. I like that. Okay.
That, and then this one's typical, but consistency. I mean, that is like absolutely massive. When I started YouTube, I didn't grow at all for like a year and a half. And I just kept doing it. And that's when it like consistency is just huge on platforms like that.
Just
so,
keep posting.
Yes, that like YouTube, especially that's what I would say for YouTube is just keep posting.
I mean, how many times a week are you doing it? 7 times a day? Are you doing it 7 times a week? What's a good.
Back when I first started, I was doing twice a day. And now I just do 1 time a day for shorts. That's for YouTube shorts. For long form, I'm like once or twice a week. I'm trying to do more long form. I'm still trying to figure out that myself. Long form content's hard.
Well, that's what the show's going to be on my YouTube channel. So you are going to raise your right paw and say, I promise Arden to subscribe to your show.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Okay. You raise your right paw.
I got you.
All right. Cause I'm going to subscribe to yours, but shorts versus something like this, which is a show that's going to be now on YouTube. Tell people the difference because I think there's bennies to both.
Yeah. So shorts is vertical versus horizontal. That's the biggest difference. And then shorts is also has to be under 60 seconds. And it's a completely different, like, monetary, the AdSense on them are both completely different. But YouTube shorts is basically YouTube's counter to TikTok. So it's just like basically TikTok and Instagram reel style videos on YouTube.
You're doing really good. You sure you're not a professor?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm positive.
Hey, everyone. We're speaking with Abram Engel. We're going to dive in a little bit because he's got the secret weapon that purrs. And that is a beautiful bud named Kurt. And we're going to talk more about his role, his life, and why real men love cats after we take this break. You all know the drill. We got to sit, purr. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Pause up, pet pals. Arden Moore here, your host of the O Behave Show. Me? Wow. Did you know there's up to 100 million free roaming cats in the United States? And without spay or neuter, that number is only going to keep growing. Not only does spay neuter humanely reduce the community cat population, it keeps cats healthy. Scooter, the neuter cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Hey, check them out. Go to givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org and help us make this a better world for cats.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Jackson Galaxy from Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell. And I'm here with Arden Moore on the wonderful O Behave show on Pet Life Radio. Don't miss it.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am getting schooled in a great way with a young genius by the name of Abram Engel. He's out of Nashville now. And for those that can see this on YouTube, he's dedicated his probably entire apartment to a four-legged bro. There's a bromance going, and the bro is named Kurt. I understand you have what is called half birthday anniversaries. Did I do my homework?
Yes. Wow. That's crazy. That's a deep cut.
That's April 25th. And what's the
other one?
October
25th.
All right. Tell people. I've never heard that saying. So tell us what that is.
So we share a half birthday. Basically, our birthdays are exactly 6 months apart.
Okay.
So like when it's his birthday, it's exactly 6 months away from my birthday and then vice versa.
Okay.
So, and obviously his birthday is a guesstimate. I don't know exactly what birthday he's on, but I did not do that on purpose because I didn't even realize we had half birthdays until last year. So
how did you and Kurt get together? Were you getting a latte somewhere? I mean, were you singing a cat song and he showed up? What happened?
So it is a long story, but I'll make it shortened. He came originally from a street fair where they were just handing out kittens. They weren't really, I guess they weren't really paying attention to who they were giving them to because Kurt ended up in one of my friend's little sister's hands who didn't even ask her parents if she could have a cat.
Oh.
And so they were like, once she brought it home, they were like, no, you cannot have this cat. Like, we need to get rid of it. And they could not find a home for it. And so I asked my mom, I was like, can I please take this cat? And she said no. And I was like, okay. And so I went over to my friend's house. And I was like, I can't, because like they did not want the kitten at all.
Yeah,
and so
sad.
It was basically like, either I take it or there's no telling what's going to happen to this kitten. So I just took it home. And when my mom got home, I was like, I did something and I'm sorry, but I did.
Hey mom, I didn't smoke a joint. I actually just brought home a cat.
Yeah, I brought home a kitten. So I call Kurt a street cat because he originally came from a street fair and he was probably going to end up on the streets if I didn't take him. So it was a wild, confusing story, but yeah, it was destiny. He ended up with me. So it was awesome.
What's he like? What's his personality? What do you dig about Kurt?
I mean, I guess this is kind of a selfish thing that I like, but he definitely chose me as his human. And so like he's not mean to other people, but he definitely is not just, he won't
selective
just walk up.
Friendship.
Yes. Yeah. He will not just walk up to you and let you hold him, basically, which just makes his personality very unique, because he's not mean. He won't ever like just straight up bite you, but like I am his person. Like only I am going to be able to do that, which I think came from him being a COVID kitten. And he was just with me for that long.
That's right. That's right. There's that COVID again. Yeah.
I think that's what correlated that, was he was just with me for like 2 years. So,
you know, I'm so glad you didn't name him COVID. Thank you.
Corona. Yeah. No, yeah, I didn't. I did not do that.
My God. So I understand you had him dance to Don Toliver's No Idea. And you, according to my research, you got 4 million likes. What happened on that video?
That was actually the first video that blew up of Kurt. So this is an interesting story. Me and my friend were on a race to see who.
I love it. You start like this. All right, sit back. We got a story. Go for it.
So me and my friend were in a race to see who could get to 10,000 followers first on TikTok. Cause like it was a little easier to get followers back then. Like the value of a follower was not as big as it is now, but we were just messing around, and I had just got like Kurt like a week ago. And I was like, I always see dancing on my For You page. I always see like kittens and cats on my For You page, which was probably my fault because I just like videos of cats all the time. So I was like,
there are no apologies needed. You're on a pet show.
Exactly. Exactly. So I was like, I'm just going to combine the two. I'm going to dance with him, see what happens. And so I danced with him. He was like,
does he got some moves? Does he got moves?
Oh, yeah, he does. And he does not. I don't know why. He just does not care what I do. I can pick him up and just wiggle him around. He does not care. So I posted that and went to sleep. And the next day, I was exempt from my exams, so I didn't wake up till later, and my phone was blowing up with my friends texting me like, dude, go look at your video.
Oh, that has to be exciting. I mean, come on. So
I went and looked at it, and it had like millions of views. And by the end of that day, I was trying to get to 10,000. And by the end of that day, I had 100,000 followers off that
one
video.
So how did you celebrate?
I went to the gym with my friend. I didn't really do
it. I lifted weights.
Yeah. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, it was right before Christmas. So, I mean, that was before, like, I'd never envisioned, that was before social media became, I was like, oh, I could do social media. That was just doing it for fun, which it's still fun to this day. That's what makes it amazing and a blessing. But that was, it was a very interesting story how that happened.
And why do you like that No Idea song? What's it about?
It was just a trend at the time. It was just a song that everybody was dancing to at the time. So I just did it.
All right. You talked at the very beginning that, you know, do videos, do posts that is something that you enjoy. Obviously, what is it about cats? My brother loves cats. And I say at the top of the hour, real men love cats. What is it about cats that you really enjoy? What is it?
I would say, I guess it goes to their personality. They're very much like, you're never going to meet a cat that's just like another cat. Like, they are always so much their own personality, and they're like independent. So it's kind of like having a more of a friend and a roommate than a pet. Cause I mean, they're chilling, they're doing their own thing. And then they're so interactive with how they just react to everything. I mean, Kurt will walk around the house and like he hears one squeak on the other side and he's running to go see what that was. I don't know. I know that's probably a weird answer, but I just think,
it's where you come from the heart, man.
Yeah. I just think their personalities, it's super cool. They're very unique animals in of themselves. And just all like the stereotypes of them are so funny because they're true. How like they can live without you, honestly. They don't really need you. And it's just kind of funny. So,
well, can I share? I'm a pet behaviorist, and we say that dogs put the D in drool, the O in obey, the G in goofy, and the S in seconds, please. But cats, they put the C in candid, the A in attitude, the T in tenacious, and you're going to love this one, the S in so what. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. I mean, that was perfect. I should have just said that. If I knew that, I would have said
that. You can use it. It's an Arden original. You can use it. But I think it's kind of cool to have somebody that's not needy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. For sure. I mean, I love dogs too. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm an animal. I love animals in general.
No, you already went to the Mutt Gala.
Yeah, that's true.
So speaking of that, isn't there some big celebration coming up in your personal life involving somebody named Hagen?
Yes, I'm getting married in June, same month as Father's Day.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So is Kurt going to have any role in the wedding? He's not going to give the vows, I hope, right?
Yeah, no. He's not. He's also, a lot of people are at like saying like, oh, he's got to be your best man. Which I do have a brother who's a human. So I don't think.
A real mother? Okay.
Yeah, right. I don't know how he would feel if I've Kurt over him, but he's not the best man.
That would blow up social media.
Oh, yeah. I know. We'll be getting content with him. I have like a little window where we're going to get like pictures with him, but it is going to be in June and outside. It's going to be extremely hot. So he's not going to be out there for the reception just because he doesn't need to be. That would not be the best.
Right.
But
right.
There will be content of him on wedding day. So.
And how does Hagen like Kurt?
Oh, Hagen loves him. Hagen is a big cat person herself. So she grew up, her family, they have like 5 or 6 cats. So she loves it. Now, Kurt is a little selective with her. He's, mm-hmm. I think he's a little jealous that she gets attention when she comes over here.
But he's a cat. He'll never tell you that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's so, okay, bro. Yeah, you can put your arm around her, but you know, I'm your main squeeze.
So it's going to be funny. I've already made videos on it before. They bond and all that. And he lets her touch him when it's on his accord. But if he's not feeling it, he's not feeling it. So
that's all right. I don't know where I got these stats. Your people sent me these stats, maybe from Felix Cat Insurance. They said over the last 4 years, I did not realize this, 27% of men have adopted cats.
But oh, yeah.
Only 18% of women. You guys are slow to the party, but dudes, more men are getting cats, right?
It's taken over the crazy cat lady stereotype.
Cat daddies crazy, rock,
crazy
right?
Cat dad.
I know a few cat daddies, Nathan Ken and Sterling Trap King Davis. Have you ever met those guys? They're kind of big in social media too.
No, I haven't.
They're like 20 years older than you, man.
Yeah.
So you're the next generation. So people in their 20s. So where do you see yourself with Kurt a year from now, 5 years from now in the terms of social media? What's your mission?
So I definitely want to branch to like helping other cats in general, like more stuff with the Humane Society and cat cafes.
Nice. Cat cafes are pretty fun now.
I love cat cafes. That would also be a dream of mine to open one day. That would be.
It could be a reality. Come on, Abram. You got that.
For
you
sure. I don't know in 5 years time, but I do want to open one day. I guess in 5 years, definitely more YouTube long form stuff, helping out other cats. There he goes.
I see him. He's going to climb.
Also starting a, I'm working. This is still secretive, but we are.
Okay, don't worry. We only have like hundreds of thousands in watching and listening, but that's okay. That's just between all of us. Go ahead. Spill the beans.
It's working on a company right now. We've been working on it for the past like 10 months. So I'm super excited to launch that.
When things get going and you open a cat cafe or this launches, let us know. We'll have you back on too.
Sweet.
Does that sound good?
That sounds awesome.
I see that you had people ask questions to you about your cat. And it was kind of funny. I was listening to one of your videos. So people ask you the weirdest things about Kurt, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Can you share a few that you're like, what?
I mean, they always ask me if he's going to get married. So that's always, I don't really know how to respond to that.
Good, don't.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, there's always some crazy ones. Like, ask me if he's going to get married. Ask me if he can drive.
Maybe they've been getting into the catnip a little too much.
Yeah,
before
yeah, sounds like it. It really does.
So how do you keep engaged your audience? Because you can't write to everybody. Do you have any tips on that where you're being polite, you're showing them that you appreciate them? You know, you're kind of like the Caitlin Clark of cat men, you know, so she can't answer every social media post after she sinks a 3-pointer. So what kind of tips can you give people? You want to stay connected, but you also need to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, I try to just, when I post, I'll stay on for like the next hour responding to some comments and stuff.
Okay,
and then
that's a good tip. Yeah.
Responding to comments. And then like, I think it's obvious there's no way I'm going to respond to every single comment because that would just be a little wild. And like you said, I do need sleep, but responding to some comments. And then I also do like Instagram, like polls. Then I have my Instagram broadcast channel just to like do more personal stuff to where like it's connecting with the audience to let them know, like, look, we're all in this. This is the attention's on Kurt. It's all about Kurt. I'm just his I guess, I don't even know what you would call me in the social media world. His dad, but like, I feel like I'm his bodyguard in a sense, really. Just,
well, you're his bro, man. His bro. It's okay. Have you ever, or will you ever see Garfield, the movie? It's got Chris Pratt in it.
Oh yeah. I'm excited. I am going to see that. I am. I have not seen it yet, but I will.
Did you ever read Garfield, the cartoon, or?
No, the TV show. I watched some of the TV show. I did. Okay. I never read it though.
So is there some about orange tabbies you really like, or you just happen to have Kurt?
No, I happen to have Kurt. I do love them now. They're like, they're specific personalities. It's funny, once you like have a certain cat, you know their different personalities they have. And yeah, orange cats. People always say Kurt is like the only orange cat with a brain cell. So I think that's funny.
Wait a minute. I have an orange tabby. Casey, wait a minute.
He also has a brain cell, I'm sure of
it. He goes, dude, look at me, man.
Exactly.
I'm already going to go out for kitty cocktails with Kurt after the show.
Yeah.
Does Kurt have a middle name?
No, that's also a question people ask. He does not have a middle name.
Does he have a nickname?
I mean, I call him a lot of stuff. Curious Kurt, Curticus, Curdy, Curdy Wordy. I mean, whatever comes to my head, I'll call him random stuff, really.
All right. Well, we're so glad that you could be on our show, Abram. Casey's now going to ruin all the transmissions. So, hey, Casey, come over here. There you go. But keep doing what you're doing. And the people from your little town in, was it Mississippi?
Yes.
Look at you now. Look at you now, right? And I love this because you came on and you followed your passion. And look what's happening. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you had a major stumble block, COVID, you know.
Yeah.
That just parked everybody at home. And so I just want to let you know, I salute you for doing something and not just saying, well, I can't do anything till it's all over. You kept going. So I will be one of the first to come to your cat cafe when you open it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And by the way, I'm actually a licensed bartender. I have created 50 cocktails, kitty cocktails for people.
Hey.
So if you ever need any kitty cocktails, let me know.
Sweet. I will hit you up.
And we also want to thank the Felix Cat Insurance. They brought you on.
Yes.
Insurance is very important because medical bills can be very, very high. But everybody check out them and see about these hoodies with the pouches and with the money going directly to benefit your designated charity, the Nashville Humane Association.
Yes.
That's a good thing you did. You're a good young man.
Thank you.
So anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
No, that's it. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You survived, didn't you? It was not so bad.
I did.
All right. Hey, everybody. Again, we want to thank Abram Engel, and probably grooming himself in the background is his famous guy, the orange tabby Kurt. Check them out on social media. Do you want to give your TikTok? Come on. I forgot to ask you. What's your hand? You know,
on TikTok, it's Abram Eng without the L-E of my name. I don't know why I did that, but I did. Instagram, Abram Engel. YouTube, Abram Engel. So.
All right. Keep it simple, right?
Keep it simple.
And everybody, you can follow me at Arden Moore on YouTube, fourleggedlife.com, ardenmoore.com. I'm on Facebook and TikTok and nowhere in his stratosphere, but I'm trying. And if you have a pet that you want to learn how to keep them safe, check with me because I teach pet first aid with a real dog, Kona, and a real cat, Casey, all over the world on Zoom and in person. And Mr. Abram, I just came back from a sponsored trip where I taught over 300 people in England and in Greece.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wumpa.
That is
so
awesome.
So anyway, check out all the shows on Pet Life Radio. We're the number one pet radio network. And I got to give a shout out to a special other cat daddy. He is Mark Winter, our executive producer of Pet Life Radio. So he, like you, digs cats. So everybody, until next time. This is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh, Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.